You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Is that the best you can do? Think about where you used this question last, and you'll probably say you were car shopping. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter. As host of the Business Forum Show, I've heard countless stories of success and thousands of tragedies of failure. As I looked at the mental obstacles we put in our pathways by default, I thought about this question. Is that the best you can do? Why not ask it of ourselves? Wouldn't it change everything if we did? The answer is yes, so I wrote the book titled, Is That the Best You Can Do? I drew from the many experiences I've had with people who are clearly not doing their best, and of course, those who were. The difference lies in the mindset and the tactics. Is that the best you can do? It teaches you how to find success by design instead of failure by default. Is that the best you can do? Visit our Facebook page, Is That the Best You Can Do? And then find it on Kindle on Amazon and start changing your life today. I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're talking about ways of raising cash in organizations and specifically crowdfunding. First of all, a lot of people don't know what the heck this is, Jeff. So what is crowdfunding?
Sure. Well, crowdfunding, when you think of crowdfunding, everybody thinks of the website Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. Now, Kickstarter is used for artistic projects, nonprofit projects. It isn't used for equity investing for-profit businesses. Some businesses will use it maybe to sell, you know, as a marketing thing. They might raise $4,000 or $5,000 selling some t-shirts or marketing collateral, things like that.
Sure.
But it's not used to sell ownership in their company. We've talked, you know, previously about the securities laws and how they can be cumbersome for small businesses. So in the last couple of years, particularly with the passage last year of something called the Jumpstart Our Businesses Startup Act, known as the Jobs Act. Actually, it was passed in 2012. The regulations started to come out in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a effort to relax some of these securities laws for smaller businesses. Now, securities laws exist, of course, to protect consumers, because a lot of folks lost everything, and when stock market crashes in various years, and so the federal government and the state government regulate who's selling what in the marketplace so that people aren't being defrauded out of their hard-earned money.
Mm-hmm.
So in the last year, though, there's been a recognized need to try to jumpstart the ability of these new small businesses to raise capital. And there's been two things done. What the Jobs Act did was permit crowdfunding. And so that's what's crowdfunding is. Someone is raising funds through some kind of an online portal, like a Kickstarter type.
Mm-hmm.
With the breweries that I work with, there's one out there called Crowd Brewed that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that people can sign up and be a part of this, and they can go on and they can log in and they can view the opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so multiple people are kicking in.
Yeah, funds. There's two different things that have come about in the last fall. Number one, the SEC permitted what's called general solicitation of accredited investors. Accredited investors being the heavyweights, $1 million net worth, not including primary residence. They said they amended what's called Rule 506 to add a new 506C, which allows general solicitation of accredited investors, meaning you can do these websites and solicit people that you've never met before. Before it was you had to work within your own network of people, friends and family, or you know, closely related. It could be an officer, director of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can make a broader pitch to investors, i.e., you can use a website.
Mm-hmm.
But every time there's some change in the securities laws, it looks like it's a real good thing, is going to help businesses raise money. There's always strings attached.
Mm-hmm.
And with this, when we do a subscription agreement for an accredited investor, we have representations as to how they're accredited,
mm-hmm.
and they initial it. And under the old law, which now is 506B, it's kind of a safe harbor. You're allowed to rely on those. Even if they're proved to be untruthful, you're allowed to rely on them.
Mm-hmm.
You're now allowed to make general solicitation of accredited investors, but the string attached is you have to verify yourself and do due diligence that they're accredited. So you have to review their tax returns. You have to review financial statements. You have to possibly get an opinion letter from their financial advisor as to how they're accredited.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of these websites these portals that are being established are being established by registered investment advisors. So their marketing pitch is that they're the ones doing the due diligence. So the liability falls back on them if it turns out that somebody's not accredited. Because what happens is if it turns out that somebody's not accredited, you may have just blown your exemption from registration if you have somebody that's not accredited in an accredited offering. Okay, so that's why it's significant. So that's one piece of it. Now they've moved forward and they've got proposed regulations where they're going to allow equity crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
Going through webs, people can set up websites. They're going to have to get approval through the SEC to operate the website, and folks are going to be able to go on and invest, even if they're not accredited. And they're going to have so finally, after over a year after the Jobs Act was passed, the SEC finally came out with their crowdfunding proposed regulations. So that's what crowdfunding is. It's a way of raising money from the public, typically through a website, without regard to whether they're an accredited investor or a non-accredited investor.
So compared to like basic securities where you're raising equity through a accredited, but you're dealing with a single investor, really what are some of the distinctions between a typical effort to raise equity versus crowdfunding?
It's simply the breadth and depth of solicitation.
Mm-hmm.
When I typically are working with a client on raising money, they're meeting with these people face to face. They're handing them a copy of the offering document and a subscription agreement, and meeting them one on one. Okay, obviously that process takes a lot of time.
Sure,
but that's how it's been done. The idea behind, whether it be general solicitation of accredited investors or crowdfunding, is by going to tap a bigger market via a web portal, you can raise funds faster, get your business going sooner than if you were doing the old retail, pound the pavement, shoe leather, selling the offering on the street.
Sure.
That's the idea. But of course, when you think back again to the original reason why we have the SEC and why we have state securities laws and securities divisions, they don't want just anybody out there, you know, selling securities, and you know, basically they don't want bad actors in the marketplace. So there is still going to be a level of regulation in terms of what's being done, in terms of the solicitation, the verification of whether somebody's accredited, and the actual websites themselves as to whether or not they have authority or not.
Sure. We always advise clients, Jeff, to have outside influence in their business, not just on their business planning and they're strategizing within their organization, but obviously in the accounting areas and in the legal areas, just how important is legal input into raising equity in your organization?
Absolutely essential. There are administrative penalties, there's civil penalties, and there are criminal penalties if you don't comply with those laws. It's better to pay the attorney if you know what they're asking for to help you than to end up in an orange jumpsuit.
Exactly. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show talking about crowdfunding and raising funds in your organization. If you have specific questions for Jeff, you can reach him at joBryan@Lohman.com. Again, that's joBryan@Lohman.com. Thanks for joining us here, Jeff, to talk about this.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.